Attention, where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Shopping for alternatives.
Hi, I'm in a lovely shop here. It's called Artie Home in the middle of the North Lane, Brighton, which is Brighton's very alternative area for individual shops. And you can hear some lovely music in the background, adding atmosphere to the shop. And I'm with Joni here, who's the owner, I guess, the manager. So Joni, can you tell us a bit about the shop and its philosophy?
The shop was set up way back in 2002, when I was very ahead of my time in believing that all the Brighton artists and designers needed a shop that would devote itself to selling their lovely handmade products. And so that's what we've done. We've put together an eclectic and diverse mix of things that are handmade locally, using recycled and reclaimed materials, because too much goes to landfill. We take an eclectic mix of useful items from anybody who's got the determination and the passion to actually spend their time doing something to help the environment, to help themselves. And I think that the people who are prepared to get off their bottoms and make an effort, they need a little bit more support, rather than shops saying, oh no, we only buy through wholesalers. Or shops saying, oh no, it wouldn't suit us at all. There's no telling what the customers would like to be suited with, and if they aren't presented with the option, then they can't make that as a choice. And I personally think that if we are ever going to pull our country out of the doldrums that it's got itself into, whoever's fault that might be, then we need to buy British.
The shop certainly shines out here as the darkening streets outside blue and cold in January. And you've got all these lovely colourful stuff. You've got crystals and different stuff. Some new agey type things. Well, do you have quite an alternative philosophy here?
I do have an alternative philosophy. I don't have a religion. I think we should all be nice to each other, and I'm very much a pacifist rather than somebody who shakes her fists. You know, we're all members of the human race. You know, we should be nice to each other. We should do what we can to help each other. It doesn't necessarily always have to cost us. But, you know, all this aggression and arguing and, you know, it's just a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's not very positive thing to do, really. And I've always had the philosophy that you should try and do the best you can every day so that you can hold your head up and say, I really tried. And then by the end of the day, hopefully you're able to do what you need to do and go to sleep without having to look over your shoulder. I don't subscribe to any one particular religion, but, you know, some of them have got some good bits here and there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I do hold a faith of some description, but it doesn't necessarily fit into somebody's pre-designed pigeonhole.
I see you do tarot readings here as well.
We do. We have a wonderful team of tarot ladies. Our ladies are hoping to inspire you and empower you through the positivity of a reading. I mean, if you're coming up to a crossroads and you're umming and ahhing, they can add an impartial second opinion. Mm-hmm. Whether you choose to act on it or whether you choose to take a path of your own, that's you creating your own future. But forewarned is forearmed.
Yeah, I see you've got different types of tarot reading on here.
We do, yes, so because everybody has a different style. We encourage people to come in and to actually meet the ladies so that they know they actually gel with the personalities who's going to do a reading for them.
Yeah.
You know, different people work different days, but pop in when you're walking past, come and say hello.
Yeah.
Tell us that you've heard us through the podcast and come and have a tarot card for free.
Yes. Yeah, so do you have a website, Joni?
We do have a website, yes. It's in need of a lot of technological help, so if there's a great web designer out there that would like to bring us into the 21st century, we could do with some help. Come and make some suggestions. That the platform that it's on at the moment needs upgrading, so, you know, that's not the most complicated thing in the world.
Can you give us the address on here?
It's www.retailtherapy.uk.com.
Okay, and you're on Facebook as well?
We are on Facebook. We have a group page on Facebook, capital R space, capital T space, Home with a capital H at the beginning. That should bring you to us. There's 300 or 400 members, I believe, on the RT Home Facebook page, and it's somewhere that people can push forward the stuff that they're making, bring things to other people's attention, publicise events, publicise workshops.
Okay, well, that's great, Joni. Well, I live to it.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to another good year of different seasons coming round and trading of lovely seasonal goods through Easter, the summer, Christmas, of course. The year goes round in a cycle, as we know.
Yeah, we do. Well, we've done it for 10 years, so I suppose we might have a couple more left in us
yet. Hopefully. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.